The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.
All right, it's time to welcome back onto RCR Shane Jones, Minister for Regional Development, Minister for Resources, Associate Minister of Finance, Associate Minister for Energy. Morning, Shane. How are you?
G'day, buddy.
You're good, right?
here in Parliament. Soon to trot off to a cabinet committee meeting. We'll talk about various matters of legislation. Not quite as exciting as me introducing the oil and gas legislation yesterday to overturn that ban introduced by Jacinda Ardern.
Yeah, that's interesting because you were there when she announced that, right?
Oh, well, there come the problems of only being a minority partner in that particular government and now governing with people where you share, by and large, similar philosophical views, and we are overturning that historic, foolish decision. Hopefully we'll be able to attract investment to reinvigorate the oil and gas industry.
Yeah, so what does that mean exactly?
Well, it means that it will no longer be illegal to prospect and extract oil and gas in New Zealand off the coastline of New Zealand. Secondly, we are vastly reducing the regulations around low-impact gold mining. And more importantly, we are reducing the impact on firms who want to pursue oil and gas and trusting in the quality of their corporate reputation and their track record so that they don't have too much capital tied up in bonds and whatnot. If you are, however, a dodgy operator, you're going to find it hard to operate in New Zealand.
We've had Simon Court of ACT on here calling for a cross-party accord on natural gas. What do you make of that? Is that something that needs to fix the problem of investment risk for the sector? You've talked about that before here.
Yeah, I've heard Simon make that call, and I've got a lot of sympathy for what he's saying. But I'd advise your listeners to tune in to what, actually I wouldn't advise them to tune in, but what Megan had to say yesterday in the Green Party. I mean, they've got this deep aversion to the gas resource. They believe that all, gas and oil are bad and there's no place for it in a modern New Zealand society. So I don't know how you overcome such a shallow juvenile. I mean, it's almost as if they're trying to protect a level of chastity. Mate, we're well and beyond any chaste form in New Zealand in relation to never relying on oil and coal and gas. We have to be mature and grown up. Unless we keep the lights on and industry functioning, we're well and truly buggered.
You called Greenpeace protesters blood-sucking vermin. That was after their occupation of Strattera's offices in Wellington on Monday, and we heard from someone who was there at the time, so we know what happened there. Strong words, though, Shane. Very strong.
Oh, I thought it was a mild description of the fact that they attempted something akin to a home invasion. They didn't protest out on the street. They went into the offices. They had to be chainsawed or cut off.
The grinder.
They had something akin to a dog collar around their neck, and it was attached to the staircase, and the fireman had something like a grinder to cut it off between the neck and the staircase. I'm advised that one of the women there was the partner of a politician.
Oh.
I shall be raising this in Parliament. So, no, it's akin to a home invasion. I look forward to debating these matters with them because they'll find that I'm a worthy opponent. If they believe that they are the moral conscience of New Zealand society against offshore mining and mining in general, then let me tell you, they've met their match in me.
Do they have any legitimate concerns, though, regarding, I think they were there protesting against the fast-track RMA bill. Aren't Greenpeace right that it removes the ability for people in the community to object to developments? Are they right?
No, they're certainly not right. There's nothing anti-democratic at all about the fast-track legislation. It derives its legitimacy from a process of democracy. There will be a host of opportunities for people to have their say in the upcoming fast track legislation, but it is driven to boost the economic fortunes of regional New Zealand. And quite frankly, when you look around, we don't have the ability to upgrade our hospitals, our roads are screaming out for attention, our military is deteriorating, our schools need urgent attention. We're falling well behind any international comparative stats in respect of foreign direct investment. And we cannot allow this tiny minority of banshees to hold the rest of the economy to ransom.
I've got another quote from you regarding the report which has been released into the Transpower tower collapse in Northland. And I think you've said, send Transpower's weak link to the knacker's yard. You want to explain? You want to flesh that one out a bit, Shane?
Well, perhaps it shows my age. Modern New Zealanders may not appreciate the term the knacker's yard, but it means when you've passed your use-by date, off you go. You cannot have a pylon fall over, and you cannot simply blame the ineptitude of whoever the nefs were actually unbolting the damn thing. It speaks to a deeper problem of supervision, asset maintenance, but more importantly, what the hell is going on in this monopoly where you can have one pylon fall over and over 100,000 New Zealanders are impacted very, very significantly in an area of New Zealand that I happen to hail from in a very substantial way. And somehow people just shrug their shoulders and no one's held responsible. So most certainly someone should, feel the pressure and face the consequences.
This is your wheelhouse. The rollout of onboard cameras on commercial fishing vessels will continue and discard rules will be amended under fisheries reforms proposed by you. Can you tell us a bit about that? I mean, do the fishers like being surveilled?
Well, to be honest with you, mate, the industry is split. Some feel that it's a necessary development. Others loathe it. I originally never ever liked the idea, but look, I'm a part of a cabinet that has a broad range of perspectives. Cabinet decided that we'll finish this portion of the rollout and then we'll tie ho, pause, work out who will pay for it over the long term, ensure that there are safeguards and guardrails around the data, and then make a call what, if anything, happens in the future.
What do you think of the charter schools legislation? Are you on board?
I understand that there's a host of applicants. There'll be a rigorous process. And we've got to a point there has to be more contestability in the delivery of education. And I think amongst those pockets of the world that I hail from in the Māori world, and I think there's a lot of desire for a diverse range of educational opportunities. I know the unions hate it and a lot of the mainstream schools aren't keen on it, but I support what David Seymour is trying to deliver, and I sent him a text congratulating him that the legislation went through Parliament.
Right. Okay, and to finish up, Shane, customary marine title granted for New Zealand's coastlines. A bill or legislation that provides certainty around that is how I have it described here, passed its first reading in Parliament yesterday. What will that mean once that goes through?
Oh, look, these are relatively straightforward changes. It corrects the exuberance of the Court of Appeal. The Court of Appeal decided to read an interpretation into the record of the court of legislation that was inversely related to what Parliament intended the law to be. So we're restoring the meaning of the law back to what the Māori Party and the National Party conceived and voted for in 2011. That's all we're doing. Now look, there's a host of linguistic hyperbolic things being tossed around Parliament, but in my view it'll all settle down in a month or three.
All right, Shane, thanks for coming back on. We'll let you get on with your business. Any great quotes to end on? I mean, I'm putting you on the spot. One that we can put up on social media, you know.
You will find that once the fast-track legislation is introduced and the debate begins, I will tolerate no. I will tolerate from the Greens no linguistic sorcery. Goodbye.
Oh, that's a nice one. Thank you, Shane Jones, for coming on. Shane Jones there, here on RCR, Minister for Regional Development, Minister for Resources, Associate Minister of Finance, Associate Minister for Energy.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.